The world's first space jump took place today, and it was a great success. From 24 miles above Earth's surface, Felix Baumgartner jumped out of a small aircraft attached to a balloon. 10 minutes later, he landed safely on the ground with his parachute. His incredible jump, which was from an altitude 3 times higher than most planes fly, was a new world record. It provided heart-stopping images that were seen around the world. Baumgartner's eventful jump took a considerable amount of preparation and work. In fact, doctors worked for 7 years studying ways to protect his body and keep him safe. At altitudes so far above the Earth, the temperature is around minus 122 degrees Fahrenheit. Being exposed to such cold temperatures can be a problem because the heart and liver produce most of the heat your body needs to work properly. But as the body's temperature decreases, the heart and liver also produce less heat. So these extremely low temperatures can trigger problems related to a person's heart rate and brain functions. To protect Baumgartner from exposure to the cold, a team of experts convened to design a special suit for a space jump. First, the team designed a temperature control system that was capable of creating its own heat, so Baumgartner's body wouldn't have to work so hard to produce heat. The next challenge was to deal with air pressure. At 24 miles above Earth, the suit would lose air pressure if it had a hole or any small problem. The loss of air pressure would be dangerous for Baumgartner, so the suit was designed to protect him against extremely low air pressure. To give you an analogy, Baumgartner's suit worked much like an airplane. It maintained an atmosphere that supports life by controlling airflow and air pressure and providing protection from the cold. Baumgartner's speed was the next problem to deal with. At the beginning of the jump, he would be falling at 536 miles per hour. In other words, he would be a supersonic jet moving faster than the speed of sound. Extreme shaking and vibration from these high speeds could cause damage to his heart, lungs, and brain. This created another considerable challenge for the team designing the suit. Unlike conventional spacesuits designed mainly for sitting or moving slowly, Baumgartner's suit was made for standing, moving, and especially for falling. In preparation for the jump, a flood of doctors arrived at the jump site to study Baumgartner. Doctors and scientists placed equipment on Baumgartner as if he were a machine being sent on a long mission into space. He had cameras attached to his helmet. He had packs placed on his back. He even wore a monitor that transmitted data about his heart rate and blood pressure to the doctors on the ground. The doctors watched and checked everything until Baumgartner landed safely on the ground. As Baumgartner landed, the team that had designed his suit erupted with joy, cheering and hugging one another. His suit worked like a well-oiled machine, protecting his body and helping him become the first human being to move faster than the speed of sound with just his body. Having stood on top of the world and survived, Baumgartner has given scientists new information about how the body reacts under extreme conditions. NASA, for example, is planning to redesign its suits to better protect its astronauts. And the information collected from the jump is also helping scientists develop ways of ensuring the safety of potential space tourists and travelers to space.